There's been erosion. You can see these large trees were actually on land.
McCulloch County Commissioner Howard Kessler is surveying a portion of the county's famed wetlands, an environmental treasure that he says is being threatened by a near-unanimous vote to strip wetland protection language from county law. Kessler was the lone dissenter in that vote, but his colleague, McCulloch County Commissioner Ralph Thomas, says the ordinance created a burdensome duplication of state protections.
Our water management district now regulates isolated wetlands and put some protections in place that did not exist prior to our ordinance come about. So when I looked at everything, I figured out that the protections were sufficient based on the state level.
The fight over wetland regulation goes as far back as the 1980s, when the state of Florida mandated counties draft what they call a comprehensive plan. It's a map of sorts, which lays out the county's intentions, what they'd like to build and what land they'd like to protect. That plan included preserving wetlands. That meant the county was taking responsibility for drafting regulations on the wetlands' use. But officials didn't draft a county environmental protection ordinance until 2006, and it wasn't that long thereafter that a landowner challenged the law. It got thrown out in court, but county officials created a replacement ordinance in 2010. McCulloch County Commissioner Randy Merritt says the argument against the ordinance was the same then as it is now. Property rights.
You cannot build your house without getting any closer than 35 feet to those wetlands, you know, without violating the wetlands, but you can't technically build the house without getting in 35 feet. You just can't build a house. So it makes your property useless.
The 2010 Wetlands Ordinance set up a system of buffer zones that total 75 feet around any wetland area. Under the ordinance, landowners could only build up to the first 40 feet of that zone with proper permission. But those last 35 feet were off limits to any construction other than walkways or trails. Now that county officials have repealed the ordinance, landowners just have to follow the state's rules. And Florida's buffer zone only extends about 20 feet out from the wetlands. And with the right permit, a landowner can even build past it. That's why McCulloch resident Victor Lambau created the McCulloch Wetlands Alliance to find a way to bring the original ordinance back.
It evolved very simply with the proposal to do away with the 35-foot buffer and then to go further and do away with the wetlands ordinance, the ordinance itself, and to take any mention of wetlands out of the comprehensive plan. And some of the organizations were very concerned.
Supporters of Lambau's group, like Commissioner Howard Kessler, agree the county is better suited to protecting its own resources. He says the law isn't duplicative, but necessary, because he says state standards aren't stringent enough.
They may have more expertise in the state, but this spread so thin that to rely on them to be more than a permitting agency is, I think, unrealistic. So the first thing is, it's not redundant. Our protections are much greater than the state's protections.
Meanwhile, the newly created McCulloch Wetlands Alliance is moving forward with a county-wide referendum. The group wants to put the ordinance in the county's charter, much in the same way an amendment makes it into the state constitution. In order to do so, the WWA needs at least 30% of McCulloch residents to sign Lambau's petition. He has 6 months from his official starting date to get the required signatures. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.